Welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. It is a Lifer update, and we're coming to you live from the Las Vegas Strip. Why is that funny?
Because it's funny, because we were on the farthest south of the Strip.
Oh, well, we're in Las Vegas anyways, and there's a lot we need to update you on. First of all, Brett Johnson is here in the room, and I'm getting my makeup done right now. That's a whole nother story. I'm going to tell you all about it, so please, if you're driving, put your seatbelt on. Whatever it is you're doing, just know that we are so happy you're here. All right, let's get to it. Okay, so first of all, we are moving to Florida. How many days left do we have of being at home?
A week when they listen to this.
So when we, okay, so tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it will be 1 week.
We're recording this on Tuesday night. So then we'll have 7 days to move out of our Dana Point home for 1 year.
Look down for me.
And that means I have to figure out, I'm getting a setting spray. That means I have to figure out like a lot of things. It means, okay, get everything out of the house. What needs to go to Miami? What might I need throughout the year that I don't need in Miami? I should probably keep in California. Where do I put that? It's a bit confusing, but you know what it is forcing me to do? And you too.
It's forcing us to be minimalist and downsize and get rid of stuff, which is so much fun. Like last night was, we must have done like 3 trash bag filled going to donation.
I am pretty proud of myself. I am like pretty much a Marie Kondo right now. I'm picking up things and I'm like, would I buy this right now if I saw it in a store? No, I would not. And then it goes in the donate pile or the Poshmark pile. And I am going to reactivate the Poshmark, so get your little fingers ready to type on in. I'll probably put a link up. You know, it won't be ready by the time you're listening to this. But I probably in the next week or so, I'll have the Poshmark updated with a bunch of great stuff. Like, I think I'm even going to put my Mother of the Bride's dresses on there.
Where are they?
In storage.
Oh, I saw them when I went over to storage.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't know what they were because I didn't want to unzip them, but they're on top of a lot of boxes and they're in a really nice like
plastic thingies.
Bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's weird like how I don't know. There's these things I catch myself doing where I'm like, what am I doing? Where I'll spend like 20 minutes trying to scrape out a tenth of an ounce of lotion from a bottle. Like what? I'm like, what am I doing? Like my time is worth more than this. What am I trying to save like 27 cents? What am I doing right now? And I get in these like ADHD kind of like, I don't know, rabbit holes when we're trying to pack. And I find myself not just packing and minimizing and donating things, but like reorganizing things. And it can be distracting. It can be difficult with the ADHD, I have to say.
You did find a bunch of things last night. You found a bunch of shoes. You're like, look at these shoes that I have. I'm like, yeah, I know. I bought those for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I know.
Like lots of pairs of new shoes.
I know.
Now, I have a question.
Okay.
I know. So it's been over a year and a half now. My question is this.
A year and a half since what?
Since Sierra got married.
Uh-huh.
Would you consider just removing the train part of that dress and maybe wearing it one more time?
I loved that dress.
I know.
So much.
So I'm curious why you
would. I like the train even.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't wear the train out to like dinner in Miami, but.
Yes, I would. That's in style, honey.
Oh, okay. Then let's. I think you should wear it. I think you should bring it to Miami. I think you should pack it in the
car. Ooh, okay.
And bring it to Miami and then sell it after you wear it one more time.
Okay. Well, the dress I never really got to wear was the one to Brock's wedding. I only wore it for like 10 minutes.
The one that got rained on?
Yeah.
Well, I think Sierra's dress fits Miami really well.
Okay, Sheba's here doing my makeup. Get this, you guys. She did Salt and Peppa's makeup for their last tour.
Half our audience doesn't even know who that is.
Yes, they do.
They know who they are.
Of course, everybody does. Duh. Okay, so Sheba.
Yes.
Our son got married last year.
Oh.
Okay. And the wedding coordinators, that's like a whole nother podcast. Like they were from hell. And it poured rain, okay?
Okay.
They knew it was going to rain. It's an estate where it rains often.
Yeah.
Was there one umbrella? No, there was not. Did a lot of the guests have umbrellas? Yes, they did. What were you going to say?
we bought a tent for this purpose, and they used it for the caterers and not the guests.
Oh, yep.
So just at the exact moment where they, you know, are like, okay, you're walking down the aisle with your son, like lightning strike, not really lightning, but like thunder clouds and torrential downpour of rain.
Oh my
God. And so I'm getting, like, we're all getting absolutely drenched. And my husband is a caretaker and a protector. I don't know if you can tell that already, but he is. And so he runs and finds, like, a plastic sheath. And I'm all engaged in, like, staring at my son and my daughter-in-law as they're, like, you know, stating their vows. And my husband's kind of, like, standing behind me. And all of a sudden, a big, giant plastic bag goes over my head. Like, he's trying to suffocate me. And I'm like, bleh! And I'm like fighting because I don't know what's happening. Yeah. I just know that someone's killing me right now at my son's wedding. I'm being snuffed out.
Right.
And the photographer obviously had a sense of humor, so she took all these hysterical photos of me fighting for my life as my husband tried to manslaughter me. Yeah, so we got covered in rain. The ceremony went very quickly. Thank you, Sean T, for going quickly. Our friend Sean married Brock and Taylor. And so, but luckily, I knew that my goal was to dance inappropriately. So I wore an outfit to change into that would make inappropriate dance more appropriate. So I mean, like the second the ceremony was over, I had to change because I was like sopping wet.
Oh my God.
Everybody got sopping wet. But it was actually beautiful. Like the funny thing is the photos turned out freaking gorgeous.
Oh, because everyone's just wet.
And yes. Funny. And so cold. But that was quite the experience. Brett and I went to Houston. For those of you who are on Patreon, you got to hear like what really happened at the party. But it was we were just happy to be invited to a party. And I love a costume party. How'd you feel about it?
I like a costume party when it's very simple. Like Great Gatsby, I mean, give me a break. It's like some suspenders, bow tie, black shirt, black slacks, black shoes. It's like pretty much what I wear all the time anyway.
I'm just a little distracted right now because I can see my reflection in the mirror and I am getting contoured right now to the gods. Sheba understands the excitement.
I do.
Okay, don't let me forget.
Snatch the face.
Girl, I'm so glad you're here. Okay, so don't let me forget what we're talking about at the party, but let's just talk about why Sheba's here. Okay, so the last time I did a podcast here, that's why I'm here. I'm here for a podcast interview.
Like five.
Yeah, like five. I'm going to be brain dead tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to pull this off because I usually like to work for about an hour max. And then I'm like, I have to like watch some TikToks, prank someone, like do something fun, shop on Revolve. Like, I'm going to be working for hours. I'm going to be miserable. But anyways, so last time I was here in Las Vegas and I to do a podcast, I call them the YouTube Bros. So there's like this, a bunch of entrepreneurial dudes in, and they all live in Las Vegas and I love them all. And they all kill it on YouTube, and I like them all, and they all have great content. Sean Cannell and Omar and Ryan Pineda, and I mean, there's just a ton of them. Now the Hermosis are here. Yeah.
Eric Worre.
Yeah. So I did this podcast last time with Omar, and his show is called The...
I like your... eyelashes.
They
look so good. Did you do them yourself?
Yeah, they're Lashify.
Oh, they look so good.
Have you used them before, Lashify?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, I love it.
They look really good.
Really? Thanks. They're like 4 days old. But
really?
Yeah.
You can't even tell. They're not lifting or anything.
I love your shape.
Oh, thank you.
Like, they're great. Very natural.
Yeah.
And what are they? Are they
they're
strip
deep.
Or?
They are, but this is my like little secret eyelash I use.
Tell me about your secret eyelash.
It's by Kiss, and it's a funny name. It's called Chingona.
Wow.
So I use it on people. See, they're like little spikes.
Yes.
And for people who already have lashes. So
those
my
are
lashes
so
are pretty,
pretty
good. They just come in and give me like a little length.
We should probably try adding those to mine too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. What are those called? It's
they're
by
called,
Kiss.
By Kiss. They're called Chingona.
Chingona.
Yeah.
Okay. And Sheba, how can people follow you on Instagram?
My IG is Sheba Snow MUA. SHEBA Snow MUA.
And I'll put a link to that in our show description because I'm telling you, her work. Wow. Salt and pepper. Okay. So listen. Okay. So anyways, The show that I was out here to do with Omar, it's a great podcast. It's called The Department. And I think it was probably one of the most enjoyable interviews I've ever done. It was, like, he's just great. He's just a great guy. And I've known him for a really long time, but he's kind of quiet and reserved. Like, I've always been around him when I'm with Sean Cannell because he's part of the Think Media team. And so I didn't know him that well. So when he invited me out to be on the podcast, as I do, I went into FBI mode and studied him. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I do. I don't care who it is. If it's somebody who, like, has 100 followers, if they've asked me to be on their podcast, I'm going to be an expert on you because you've invited me to be a guest on your show.
Can we be real?
What?
If they have 100 followers, you're not going to be on their podcast.
Oh, you wouldn't let me.
No doubt. So all of you that have 100 followers and have a podcast, don't DM us because that goes to me and I have to, like, tell you that it's not going to happen.
But if you DM me, I'm like, sure, I'd love to. You're so cute.
And then I'll deny.
And then Brett's like, wait, who agreed to this? I'm like, I did. They were so funny. They were so nice. Plus, they said they loved me. And then Brett vetoes it. Anyways, so I study him and I'm like, I love this guy. Anyways, it was a great conversation. I was so excited about the podcast. We just talked about really deep concepts and conversations, family, business, faith, social media, branding, reinventing yourself, just, like, you know, the importance of how do you balance it all with your spouse and, like, what really matters and all those things. And I couldn't wait to see the podcast. And then all of a sudden, this image of this bloated-faced woman shows up on my Instagram feed. And I'm like, she looks familiar. Like, I've seen her before. And I feel like I'm related to this bloated, ugly old lady. And then I realize, oh, it's me. Dude, he did me dirty on the lighting. I am not even joking. And you know what? I know you think that I'm going to put a link to it in the show description. No, I am not. You know why? Because I care about you and you can't unsee it. And I don't need this image of me. Like, what if you were to die in a car accident tomorrow and that's the last image you have of me seared in your brain? No. I don't want my children to see it. I've just disassociated. I've been like Kathy Hilton, just adding more lip gloss and disassociating and just pretending it didn't happen. But I sure did. When I saw it, I sent him. He, like, you know how on Instagram you can post up a reel and invite someone to be a collaborator? I'm like, dude, you think I'm going to collaborate on this to end my life? Like, you've just destroyed my brand and ruined my confidence. And I'm right now frantically booking plastic surgery. What have you done to my face? Who is this?
Didn't you try to get him to take it down?
I did. I was like, no, I didn't. I wouldn't do that. Like,
no, you don't want him to promote it. Promote it. Or you wouldn't promote it. You're like, I can't promote this.
I said, listen, you at least have to let me put a very funny comment under the video and you need to pin it. That's the least you can do for me because you did me so, so dirty. I mean, this woman in this video, I don't know who she is, but she needs to run to a plastic surgeon right now as fast as possible.
So basically what you're saying is Omar cost me a lot of money, so I'm going to have to talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And he was like, you look great. I'm like, no, I don't. And I'm like, I don't use a filter. I never use a filter on Instagram because I just don't want people to fall for that. I don't want them to meet me in person and go like, ugh.
We've done that before.
Yeah, tell them.
We have literally, I met somebody once. They follow us.
The person who I've had on my podcast a couple times?
Yes. And
we're thinking about the same person?
Yes.
We were both in shock.
We met them like in person. And then I literally, as soon as they left the room, I had to go to their Instagram.
Was that the same person? I go, dude, I know.
Or was this a body double? Like, is this the same person? Like, literally. Like,
nothing like, I mean, like, literally not the same person.
If you, like, you know, I don't know all the, like, dating apps, like Bumble and all those Tinder or whatever the ones they are, you know, Farmer's Daughter. I don't know all the ones, but, like, literally. If you showed up to a restaurant and she showed up and all she was showing you was her Instagram photos, you'd be like, I got catfished.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different person.
I know. That was pretty shocking.
Yes.
Which explained why when I wanted to do an interview with her in person, she was like, no. I'm like, she kept canceling. I'm like, okay. And then she's like, is this going to be on Zoom? My camera's broken. I'm like, huh, who, how do you break a camera? I've never heard of that. Like, no one, that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
Zoom's got to get, Zoom has to get all the TikTok and Instagram filters.
Filters, yes.
But you know what I hear, not to chime in.
Oh, please do. Please do.
So many people, when they meet me in person, they say, wow, you actually look like your picture.
Isn't that a compliment?
Because I guess they do get catfished so often.
Oh, even so you mean clients, on a date?
No, even clients tell me that all the time. They'll be like, oh, wow, you really do like look like your photos.
Well, that's a compliment.
So that means that everybody's getting catfished. That's right. Out here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. If you're getting that, that means there's a problem. Yes.
One of my girlfriends, who shall not be named, recently, she was like, you need to go on Bumble for me and, like, you know, help me filter some of these men out. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right. So then I had to call her. I'm like, girl, you, this photo, uh-uh.
It's not even
this is
you.
Who, no. This is, what filter is this that makes you look 19?
Which is so funny.
And you're 51.
Which is so funny that your friends have asked you to go, like, on their dating apps, which you haven't dated in 33 years. So it's just like.
But they obviously know I know how to pick them.
That's true.
But you know what? It's not about picking them, ladies. It's a little bit of picking them, and it's a whole lot of training them. A whole lot of training them. And rewarding them. It's a little bit of it's just like a, don't take this the wrong way, honey. But it's like training a canine. You know, you've got to give them all the rewards, all the love, but you got to set the foundation early. Like, you got to crate train them early. You got to make sure they know that you are not taking them for, they're not taking you for a walk. You are taking them for a walk.
Okay, right. I need to know, since you just described me as a canine,
okay.
What breed am I?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Because I pretty much, you've said it before.
I think you're a pit bull.
That's what you've said because on the exterior, like when you see me,
you scare people.
Yeah, and you don't like, and I kind of like, what the hell is he going to think of me?
And you don't like most people, but you love your family. Yes. You love, and you have a soft.
I'm that pit bull. I'm that pit bull on TikTok that's literally like looks over the top of the baby and like looks at the baby and just like licking, and you know half the people on the comments are like, why are you letting a pit bull next to that baby? That pit bull, no, that pit bull is going to protect that baby till if anybody comes near that baby that's not supposed to be.
How do you feel about being called a pit bull? Do you think you're kind of a pit bull?
You've
too?
Called me that for years.
Yeah. But I mean, you like, you're never going to attack someone, but you do intimidate people. And you protect anyone who comes within your realm. You're going to protect, like, you're going to, like Sheba, you're going to worry about her getting to her car. You're going to think about her driving home tonight. Like, he will worry about you all night long.
And he helped me with my stuff, too.
See? That's.
Which is so nice.
He is a total gentleman. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a rough exterior.
But then once you cross, you're done.
Oh, yeah. If you cross him, you're not coming back ever. Ever, ever, ever.
I agree with you. That's how it should be.
That's how you are too?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Now, is it because you just, it's like you show me who you are, mm-hmm. and I'm...
I always give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, I always see the best in everyone, always. I say that's my best and worst trait. But then once I see it the second time, they show me
second
who
time.
They are.
Okay. Like, so first time, you're like, okay, that could have been a bad day. Yes, it could have been I've misinterpreted this.
Right.
Okay.
But if you show your whole butt again to me, mm-hmm. then...
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, I don't even know you.
He judges before he even gets the one.
I judge before day one.
Really?
And then you have to earn.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then you fight your way back.
And then once I have an opinion, and then once you either confirm or deny the opinion, then I'm open to, like, changing. And so... But once you cross myself or somebody in my family, you're done.
Of course. Oh yeah,
done.
Yes.
Like I literally, you're done, and I will remember for 10 years. And if that name comes back up, and somebody's like, "Oh yeah," I'm like,
they've
"Nope,
changed. No."
So
not me. Like I believe that people do change, and I love forgiving people. I liked seeing people evolve. I also have a really horrible memory. So I can't remember who screwed me over.
Wow, that's good.
At all.
I guess.
And I also, when people screw me over, I always go, it could have been my fault. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, hell no. And so then he'll be like, wait, you're doing what for who? Mm. Don't you remember what they did? And I'm like, no, I forgot what they do.
That's good. You have them on your side.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's just, life is.
Yes.
Well, it's easier to not be hold a grudge.
I don't hold a grudge because I don't think about it anymore.
What do you call it? What do you call it then if it's not a grudge?
It goes in my elephant memory and I'm just like, okay, they're done to me. Like,
it's a grudge.
It's not really a grudge because a grudge seems to me like you hold on to it. Like you wake up and you think about it. Like I don't think about the person anymore, but if the person's name comes up, I go, oh yeah, that person's a wipe and we're not doing anything with them.
Like, okay, so my Patreons know because I've told this story. And if this is a story you're interested in, you should listen. I'm not trying to pitch Patreon, but I'm just saying, like, if you want the backstory in this, it's on Patreon and you get all the back episodes. And I think you get 7 days free or something. But anyways, I told the story after Sierra's wedding. One of my very best friends did me dirty at Sierra's wedding. And I, to this day, I'm still in shock. We haven't talked since then. And I still only think fondly of her. How do you feel about that?
I can't.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I still like everything about her, everything, except what happened that day. And
you would literally have, you would have a conversation with that person and be open to like listening to like her rationale.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you could do that. And then you'd be like, hey, you know, I talked to so-and-so and maybe we got, no, I'm not going. I would never in a million years break bread with that person ever again in my life.
Huh.
If I never see the person again.
Let me show you what.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh. What, oh, I love it.
I love the eyes. Your eyes are popping.
Mm-hmm.
Green eyes.
I think maybe we'll go a little bit more up here.
Yeah.
You know,
you
just
do
a little
bit darker up there. Mm-hmm. More smoky. Yep.
Yes, but I love it. It's so good. Oh, ladies. You know, have you ever had your makeup done? If you've never had your makeup done, you just, it's such an experience. What advice would you give to someone who, let's say they live in they don't live in Vegas, that's for sure. And so they live in maybe an area where there's not a lot of makeup artists. How would you find even somebody?
I would say nowadays, honestly, Instagram is the way to go to find
but
anyone.
But what do you search?
Just type in on your hashtags, type in the city, okay. MUA.
MUA. Got that, lady? So wherever you live, it's Billings, Montana, MUA. Yeah, just type like in Billings MUA.
Or Billings Makeup Artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, you could always go to Google and try it.
When I was on tour in 2022, you know, certain cities were such small cities, so we needed to get our nails done, or our hair done. So that's what I would do. That's how I would find people, is I just type in the hashtags. And Instagram is like a store. I call it a store now.
It really is.
Anybody,
it's
any
so true.
Service.
It's
in
so
any
true.
City, literally.
It's so true.
You could find everything on IG. I love it so much.
I think
and
I may
TikTok
have.
TikTok too. A lot
TikTok
of
too.
Tell
oh
me
my God. I use TikTok like a search engine, like how to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I just type it into TikTok. I think I got an ADHD rabbit hole, but what I was going to say is so. Anyways, after I saw that video with Omar, I'm like, dude, you did me so dirty. And he knew I was coming back to do these other interviews. And he said, give me another shot. I said, if you have Oprah Winfrey's lighting expert or Barbara Walters, rest in peace. Is she dead? Either way. Rest in peace or live in peace, whatever. Wherever you are, Barbara. Like, she had a great lighting. I said, I need all the lights. I need to be so blown out that you're only seeing nostrils, okay? And I said, then I will do it. But I'm bringing in the big guns. I'm going to bring in the best of the best makeup artists in Las Vegas. And she's going to come with, like, gloves on, like brass knuckles tomorrow, yes. Okay? And if you see that he's giving me shadows under my eyes, if he's giving me folds here around my mouth because of the lighting, you're going to take him down.
Is Sheba coming here to do your makeup and then she's going to the set with us?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm paying her for the whole damn day. I'm and she's bringing...
She's advocate. You need to come in. You need to be wearing all black tomorrow.
I will. Oh,
yeah.
All black.
And don't be so smiley.
Like, serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too much smiling. You need to come in like a bitch. So they're intimidated and afraid of you. You're just way too friendly tonight.
Oh, my God.
I'm Sheba from, instead of saying San Gabriel Valley.
Say East LA.
Say South Central.
South Central, okay?
I'm Sheba from South Central.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Well,
that's what we're doing. Okay, and speaking of grudges, etc., last Wednesday I told you guys about how Brett is not happy about the fact that I'm still wearing the Aura ring. Well, his copycat ring came in. Well, I'm not usually a fan of a brand that copycats another brand. I've got to be honest.
But guess what? Apple copycatted everything and they're the best brand in the world because they copycat. They wait for you to do it and then they do it better. And guess what Ringcon did? They looked at Aura ring and said, "Guess what? We're going to do it better." And they did. Ringcon is superior to Aura ring.
You've had it for 3 days. Bold statement. Hang on, sir. That's a bold statement, but I am going to let you share with the peoples what you think the benefits are of Ringcon, aside from the fact that you don't have to pay for a membership. It's cheaper.
So it's cheaper, no subscription, and they give you the ability. So like if you do Aura ring, you wake up, you get 6.5 hours of sleep, and they kind of like rate you. They rate your sleep. They give you a score. They're like, you were a 70. Well, here's what Ringcon does. You might get 6 hours, but you might have got six of the most beautiful hours of sleep of your life. And you wake up the next day and you feel great. You literally feel great. Well, Ringcon gives you the ability to rate how you woke up because you might get a score of like, oh, you only did like 75. How are you feeling today? And you're just like, I feel great. And so they're collecting data on how you feel after 6 hours of sleep rather than... Now, some nights you might get 7 hours of sleep and you wake up and you feel, I don't feel that great, right? Maybe you tossed and turned. Maybe you didn't feel great.
It's recording all that data. So maybe the reason why you don't feel well is because you didn't get enough deep sleep. So it's for you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like the way that it tracks, like, and it does stress. So they do stress, which is great. And it gives you literally the hours of the day that you're stressed, like, pumps
the minute
up. The
minute of the day that you're stressed. So this is kind of interesting. And the Aura ring does that too. So I'm going to tell Sheba about these rings. So this, it's like a computer in a ring. Okay, so look on the inside of it. See, everything. It can tell how many steps you've taken, your activity, your stress, your heart rate variability, your deep sleep, your REM sleep, your inactivity, your stress level. This is like telling you what you're body is
way better than Apple Watch. Can I give one more positive?
Sure, of course.
The next positive to this is also the fact that the Aura ring lasts like 36 hours and you have to recharge
it.
Okay, 48 hours.
I was having to charge mine. 5 days.
No, it doesn't. Anybody that with a Aura ring is not lasting 5 days on a full charge. You might get 2.5 days. The Ringcon gets 6 days.
Yeah, let us know, you guys, wherever you're watching, because I find that mine, maybe it's just because I put it on my little charging stand when I jump in the shower.
Yeah, you never let it go to zero. You're always just like putting it on, so you wouldn't know. But literally, I did. I literally waited for it to say, you need to charge your ring tonight, right? So I charged my ring when I had the Aura ring, and it would last maybe 2.5 days. Mm-hmm. And the Aura and the Ringcon, you can click on it and tells you how much time you have left before it's done.
Cool.
It's
how much is it?
It's like $150 less.
I got to get a deal with them so that they can give a discount to my people.
We're going
to
get a deal with Ringcon.
Oh, we now. Now we're partners.
Well, I'm the one that owns one.
Obviously, you're a spokesperson for them right now.
Oh, Aura Ring can suck it.
We'll probably get sued now by Oura Ring.
They're
Brett Johnson. Go ahead.
They literally have a function that only their ring that I had, which was like the second version or something like that, only had a 1 year warranty, and mine was at 13 months. And they're like, "Oh, sorry, you have to buy a new Oura Ring for $500 or $400, whatever the hell it is." And I'm like, "This doesn't seem right. Why am I buying a ring for $400 a year just to track my stuff?" And then I went to RingCon, and it was like, I think it was like $240.
Why don't you look right now?
I don't need to look. It's just
Just look. We got time. Okay. So what I was going to say is, what's really fascinating is that they track your stress now. And so the other night we were watching a documentary, which I highly recommend. It's called The Deepest Breath. And it's about free divers. So they take like dip. They take in as much oxygen as they can, and then they dive to the deepest depths. We're talking over 100 meters. Wow. Like, just saying that makes me stressed. And so when they would go down, like the cinematography, you felt like you were underwater.
Wow.
The entire time. And they just follow this diver. They follow this diver all the way down. And you're all you hear is a boom, 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 boom of the heartbeat, right? And you hear the heartbeat slowing. And Brett and I are watching it, and both of us are like, our eyes are getting really wide, and we're looking at each other because you feel like you're underwater with them that entire time. Mm-hmm. And then you see them coming back up, and they have to come back up at a certain pace, or like they can have so much pressure that they have a lung explosion, basically. And so we're watching this, and when the person finally submerged from the water, I said to Brad, I go, "That was so stressful." He goes, "I know it was." And then I looked at my ring, and the whole day I was calm, and my stress levels watching that movie were through the roof.
Wow.
So it's kind of interesting, because we know stress will kill you.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, like, is watching a stressful movie
killing you?
A different kind of, you know, is that
right?
Like, is that a good stress? Is that a bad stress? Or is just all stress is bad?
It's like a sudden stress. It's not like a constant stress. Yeah. It's not like dealing with like a sick child or a sick parent. That's like a daily thing. But here's the deal: you save $170 Oura Ring versus RingCon, and RingCon is superior. And you have to pay a subscription.
I can't believe we're doing an ad for them and we're not getting paid. This is so anti-Brett. We're giving them like free advertising right now.
We're going to get one.
Everyone's going to buy one now.
We'll get one.
No, don't go buy one until we get a discount for you guys.
We'll get you a discount code, 100%. So just chill out, relax, save up some money. We'll get you one by February. We got people.
Big statements.
I'm gonna text my boy right now.
You're gonna text you. All right. Yeah. So, anyways, that's the update on the ring. And like I said, I think there's quite a few companies who are coming out with that kind of technology. But it is really fascinating because, like I said, it's now been over the course of the last year. I don't want to say accidentally, but unintentionally, I've lost 10 pounds unintentionally, because when I started realizing that I need to look at my inactivity level. I exercise every day. I go to the gym and I kill it. I kill it in the gym for an hour and a half. So what else can I do is what I thought. And then I realized, I don't remember whose podcast I listened to, but they talked about how the absolute worst thing you can do for your body is to be inactive, just to sit. And I was like, huh. And then I went to the doctor, like literally that same week, and on the intake form, they asked me to rank how active are you? Very active, slightly active, moderate, blah, 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 inactive. And I'm like, well, I'm very active. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then I looked at my Oura Ring, and I ranked as inactive. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how can I be like a fitness person who goes to the gym and kills it and be inactive? Because the rest of the day I was inactive. Because I was sitting at my computer, I was on my phone, I was on the couch, and I just made it my goal to reduce my inactivity score. So I wanted to increase the number of steps I did per day and just not sit. So I bought a standing desk, and anytime I would catch myself sitting for more than like, you know, 30 minutes or 40 minutes, I would just get up and just do something, you know, move for a couple of minutes, even if it was just like running up and down the stairs or you know, walking for 5 minutes, moving things around the house, doing a few, just no more prolonged bouts of sitting. And it's crazy how I didn't increase the amount of exercise that I do, but I became a more active person because I have a way to gamify it, you know?
Just look how beautiful the stress graphics are.
Fred Johnson.
Let me look at that.
Wow. What's this little purple spike from?
It was when I was, which is weird. It's when I was doing my acupuncture today, but it wasn't just like calming acupuncture. It was like he was grinding. He was like working it out. Like he was needling me and stuff like that. So it was probably a little stressful.
So right now, Sheba's using a setting spray on my face. Would you normally do this like for everyday makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you want your makeup to last all day, then 100%.
Does it make it almost waterproof?
Yes, especially the bed and I. Like sometimes, I know it's bad, but if I wear makeup to the gym.
You like it?
She looks so good, right?
Thank you.
You look so
good. Put a little dress on that body.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, you look amazing.
Thank
your eyes look so good.
Oh, I love it.
But yeah, if you wear like some girlies wear makeup to the gym and I have before,
this girl right here will never be seen in the gym without a full drag queen face of makeup.
Really?
No, never.
So then you need this.
Okay.
Because literally your sweat will just be like little beads on your face.
I don't even sweat anymore.
Pat it off. That's
I just it. Don't. I don't.
That's
I don't
so
do.
Good.
I don't do high impact. I don't do high intensity. I strength train,
yeah,
and
you
I don't
do
sweat
a lot
that
of
much.
Weight training. I've been watching your videos. I love it. That's
awesome.
What I've been doing too. I lost 45 pounds in a year.
How'd you do it?
Strength training,
girl.
Weight training is the truth. Before I used to do an hour of cardio, and I'd be like, I can't lose 10
right,
pounds.
Right, right, right.
Literally,
speak
like
the truth
dying
right now.
We have
doing
to put,
cardio.
We have to put Sheba. In complimentary into our new Phase It Up program.
I agree. Do you have any questions at all for me about fitness or health or any of that stuff?
How'd you get into fitness and health?
By accident. Like everyone in my family in Michigan, extended family, they're all overweight. Mm-hmm. And they're all always on a diet.
Weight.
Always on a diet. Mm-hmm. Like I grew up hearing every woman talk about a diet. And so my brain as a little girl was like, if you diet, you're going to be fat. Like that's what they're talking about.
Right, right.
And so I was so afraid that like, okay, that I don't ever want to diet. Mm-hmm. So, and when I was about 13, my mom started teaching Jazzercise.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I saw like how happy all the women were and how it was like music and they loved and they danced to the music and they didn't talk about diet.
Mm.
And so that was a real inspiration for me. So I never dieted until I became a fitness professional and I was told I had to diet. But until then, I never dieted. I never thought about food. I just exercised.
That's so good.
And so it's always been my drug.
Uh-huh.
Like it is, if somebody makes me mad, if somebody makes me angry, if I'm sad, if I'm just don't feel like myself, if I go exercise, it regulates all of my moods.
It's the best addiction to have.
And strength training, doesn't make you feel so confident?
So confident, so strong. Like going up, I live on the second floor. I'm not dying carrying my groceries, you know.
Now, with the girls, when you were on tour with them, did they travel with a trainer?
They did not, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. One of them trains and works out every day, and the other one is just naturally skinny.
Oh, God, we hate her. We know who that is.
She could eat whatever she wants.
That's just so
mean.
But
the other one, she worked out all the time. Like us personally, some days we wouldn't even see like daylight, you know?
Wow.
Because you go right into an arena and you have to start your work day.
What is the hardest thing that you witnessed they have to experience that people probably have no clue about?
Oh my God, just like back-to-back shows, you know, it's draining because people think that the life is so luxurious, which yes, we get to travel and see a lot of places, but at the same time, you like go into a city, unpack, get ready for show day, show ends at 11, you're back on the bus, like onto the next
city.
So
were you on the bus too?
Yeah.
So you're sleeping and living on a bus for how long?
3 months. And the main
talent. How do you
talent,
pack for that?
It's so hard. But tell now me everything. I know I overpacked because okay. I'm like, oh, I need a going out outfit yes. and heels. Yes. And I packed like 5 going out outfits and heels. But literally, I would say, oh, I'm going to put on my uniform. You just need a uniform for okay. every day. Like yeah. leggings, t-shirt, sneakers,
yep.
light jacket, flannel. That's it.
Wow.
Like, you don't need all the fancy clothes, the outfit changes. No. That's so
when
the
show finishes at 11 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then when do you eat?
We eat then, which is how I gain so much weight, too,
oh.
because you get food around that time.
Wow.
And, you know, you're just, like, trying to eat something
and then
rest
immediately go
a little
to sleep.
Bit, go to sleep on the bus.
And the bus is driving across the country?
Yeah. They drive from
okay,
like,
and then
state
and
to
and
state.
Then they park somewhere and you sleep on the bus?
So if we get to the city early,
this
then
is so fascinating.
They
you don't
park,
even understand.
Like underground of the arena because
okay.
it was an arena tour. So most arenas have like underground parking. I used to call it a dungeon. Like, oh, we're back in the dungeon. And then, you know, you sleep the rest of the time on the bus. And then sometimes
so
would arrive.
The girls
late.
Would be on the bus too, sleeping.
Yeah, the wow. girls actually the main music talents
uh-huh.
they get a hotel room every day.
Okay,
but sometimes if it's too close of a time frame between arrival time and show time, they would just stay on the bus.
Wow!
And they each had like a private room. We had 2 buses, so each of them had a room in the back of the bus.
How big?
Not big at all. Probably like 6 feet by 10 feet, maybe.
Wow.
Or like 10 by 10 at the most.
Eye-opening.
Yeah. And
okay,
then
so
we
then
would sleep
who's
in
we?
Like little.
Who's we?
So like the production. So on one bus, it was the dancers, me, and the hairstylist. So we had bunks. We would call them bunks. So you're in like this little bed. It's like smaller than a twin.
Dude, this is
and
an experience.
And you have a curtain for privacy in your bunk. But we were lucky because our groups were small. So our bunks were only 2 levels instead of 3. Because some of the bigger groups, they had to sleep in 3s. So it'd be like 3 people stacked.
So you just have like a suitcase. So you don't
yeah.
have like...
So
you don't
put
have your
suitcases.
Own space.
No, you don't. Your suitcases go under the bus. So every morning when you're about to shower, you shower at the venue.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's so hard. People think it's like, oh, Sheba, you have such a glamorous life. I'm like, try living out of a suitcase for 3
Dude.
Months. It's hard.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to
did
like
you, how did
go
you prepare?
Under the bus.
Did you
pull
know any of this before
suitcase?
You got there?
So I had never done a tour, but some of my teammates had.
And
so they helped
you?
Me. Yeah,
okay.
They helped me a little bit. They're like, pack light. You know, I didn't pack light, obviously.
Yeah.
And plus with my kit, I had to pack so much and back up.
Yes.
And I had took a hair kit. So it's just a lot.
So here's the $1 million question.
Would I do it again?
Yes. Would you do it again?
I would do definitely like a 1 month, 1.5 month tour. And I could do a long tour if I could come home. Like if I could come home for an extended weekend, like every 4 to 6 weeks, then I would totally do a long tour again.
Hypothetical. I want you to go on tour for 6 months. The artist
mm-hmm.
is amazing.
Okay.
Amazing. You love them. All the dancers and the other production people are a nightmare.
Mm.
And but they're going to pay you double
mm-hmm.
what you just were paid.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean not double, but like double the rate.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Yes or no? 6
and,
months.
And no days off? Or can I do
yeah,
you get breaks?
You're going to get very minimal breaks. You're going to get 2 days a month.
Ooh.
It's double the money, Sheba.
I don't know. I think I might do it because I'm a hustler. At the end of the day, I'll just keep my AirPods in so no one bothers me and take them off when I'm
okay.
working.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. This is so fascinating.
I probably would do it.
You guys, how much did you love that? Okay, so do me a favor. Go to Sheba's Instagram. It's linked below in our show description. Tell her you heard her on The Chalene Show. Tell her how much you adore her. And when you're in Vegas... Look her up. Yes. And get your makeup done. It's such a beautiful treat to have somebody do your makeup. It's so relaxing. I'm going to look at my Oura Ring. I shouldn't have said the name of the company. I'm going to look at my Ring score and see what my stress level is. Usually when I'm getting my makeup done, it like drops down to like as if I'm getting a massage. It's so relaxing. Yes. All right. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.